Hey, this is Letitia. In a case no one has told you yet, Happy Romance Month. You'd think that as a nation, we'd be a little less stressed out if we celebrated half the special days and holidays that have been created. For example, did you know that in addition to Romance Awareness Month, August is also Admit Your Happy Month, National Eye Exam Month, National Golf Month, Family Fun Month, National Blueberry Month, National Catfish Month, and National Picnic Month.
Huh, who knew?
Well, since this is a dating site, we'll focus on Romance Awareness Month this time. And since this is also a multicultural dating site, the question on my mind is, do you think one race is more romantic than another? Now, I'll answer for myself, but I really want to hear what you've got to say. Because truth be told, Letitia is only one woman. And although I have no issue dating every ethnicity known to man, there is just not enough time in my day. So, let's start with what I've heard. I've heard that black guys are not very romantic, just highly sexual. And yes, there is a difference. Now, if you're Spanish or Italian, hands down, romance appears to be in your blood. And, well, white guys fall somewhere in the middle. Now, my experience tells me a little different. When I was in college during a trip to Italy, my roommate and I met a couple of guys in Rome. Now, perhaps time was the issue. Only enough time for making out in front of a church and missing the curfew at the youth hostel. Not very romantic, but I did find my Italian stud to be filled with passion and excitement. Now, in Florence, it appeared to be the same zest and love of life that attracted this young guy to me. Now, he followed me around the train station, speaking in Italian, confessing his love for me and my beauty. Having only taken 2 years of Spanish, my translator was this African guy that we'd met at the train station that was trying to talk to my roommate and convince her that even though they were different shades of brown, that she should come to Africa and be with him, and he would convince his family to accept her and take her in despite this difference in their skin color. He probably thought he was being romantic. Now, just when I thought I was safe from my Italian suitor, I turned a corner and all I saw was this tongue coming straight toward my face. Now, as my roommate and I boarded the train 2 hours later, he was still there waving goodbye. Now, if you take away my absolute fear and utter disgust, because he was just not my type, that would have been a very romantic situation for me. Now, I'm sure that we all have our own ideas of what romance is. For some, it's candles, flowers, and slow music. For others, it's time spent, attention given. I once had a boyfriend pack my lunch for work for me, and when I opened the bag, he had cut off the bread ends. See, I don't like them. And he put in a little note saying, "Have a great day." I've also had the blindfold car ride that led to a secluded spot with the rose petals in the bath and all my favorite things prepared just for me. Now, these guys happen to be black, so I guess that's why I'm asking what your experience has been, because I can't call it. It seems that if given the time and opportunity, all my guys of different nationalities have been romantic in their own way. Not enough for me to say one over the other, but that's me. Whatever your preference is when it comes to dating, and no matter what your idea of romance, be sure to celebrate it this month and the next and the next. While you're at it, you should go ahead and admit you're happy, take the family out for some fun, have everyone's eyes examined, then go out for a round of golf, miniature acceptable, and wrap up the day with a great big picnic with blueberries and catfish. Hey, celebrate life, and I bet you romance will be in the air. This is Letitia, and I think it's time to go back to Italy.